in Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, Omar Rav Ami, a Rove Tzrich a Shir, that a Rove needs a Shir, number one, number two, Veina Nitelas Elo Bifnei Atzma, one can only take the Arove Bifnei Atzma, number three, in Odom Yoitze Yidei Chevosoi Ba'arove Shebelulub, and you're not Yoitze Mitzvahs Arove, with Arove Shebelulub. So the Gemara asks, given the Omar Mar Einen Nitelas Elo Bifnei Atzma, should only be taken bifnei atzma, pshitin den odom yoitze ba'arove shebelulov. So it can't be yoitze ba'arove shebelulov. Ba'arove shebelulov is ma'ugit to the lulav. So for shteitzach, it can't be yoitze without arove, so it's repetitious. So the Gemara says, ma de teima ani mili eched le agbei v'hoda agbei. I would think dafke, that what when is it no? When did he tell us the elbif neyatzmoi? It's pshat is because he have to be nikir the lakicha that he's taking it l'tzayir charove. But if agbei v'hoda agbei, but what if he picked it up a second time in the darove shebelulip? So here it's nikir that he's taking it l'tzayir charove. Emoloi, so I think then there's no Issa, Kamash Malon, so that's the third halacha. That Agbei, but the Agbei also doesn't help. But Rav Chisda, Rav Yitzhak said, Odom Yitzi de Chebosei Ba'arove Shebelulav, and Lechere with Agbei, but the Agbei. Let us see Rashi, Arove Tzrich Hashir, Lekamen Meforish Shiura. Eino niteles elo bifnei atzmo. So what does that mean? Ein dober achel negad imo demuchach shehi mitzvah. That you need a yichoche that you're taking it als mitzvah sarove. So ein, and he tells of niatzmo, ein dober achel negad imo. And Tosis also says, eino niteles elo bifnei atzmo, loy sheyese litel ho arove im halule. The loymairi ella ba'agidi ba'hadi adodi. He says, the whole iser is only that it should be ma'ugit. But if it's not ma'ugit, he can take in the same hand the arove and the lulav. And be'etzem, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, there's no psul of chatzitze. That means even though he's not holding like this, we had a svara before, it's min b'mini eine chaitzis. So in the netila of the agad of lulav, so there we have a svara min b'mini eine chaitzis. But over here on the netila of arove, so l'chair, if you're holding in the same hand the lulav and the arove, so you're not holding, so the lulav, b'mokim achizosei b'lulav, so that is chaitzis, bein yodoy l'arove. So Bemison, there's no psul of chitze. And that's what Tosis is saying. Leishi yeyosa lita l'arovim alulim, le'meril begidi b'hadi yadodif. And so Tosis see claw, there's no psul of chitze. And Mr. Bruce says, Bemison, from the Gemara, it's muchach. From the Gemara, it is muchach. The Gemara says that I would think that Agbei v'hoda Agbei should be good, and one man Yomer says it is good. Now by Agbei v'hoda Agbei, you also have a psul chatzitze. So we see from here that there's no psul chatzitze. Avol heiched ba Agbei l'shem netilas lulav, v'hoda Agbei l'shem arove, eim aleipik bo, de'ika ha'ichoche tuve. So now I have a ichoche that he's taking it l'shem arove. So Kamash Malon, that also doesn't help. You need an Atila Bifnei Atzmo. What is the Aloche if one will take out the Arove Shebelulit? That means he'll first be Mekayim Mitzvah Lulit with the Gimel Minim, and then he'll take out the Arove, and then he'll take this now L'Shem, he'll take it now L'Shem Arove. So lechayre, b'achayne migaraye from our Gemara, that this is good. Because if this would be no good, so we'd have a posha to eat it. It says here three halachas, v'ein ani tell us ala b'fnei atzmo, ואין אדם יוצא ידי חבוסי ברובי שבלולב. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if it says, אינן ניטל אסל בבני עצמא, so why does he have to say, אין אדם יוצא ידי חבוסי ברובי שבלולב? So what's the Kasha? He wants to tell us another din. He wants to tell us a din that this Arovi that was hooked to the mitzvahs lulav, he can't be yoyt the mitzvahs Arovi with this. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Kasha finds it in the tongue. So by Stachais, that was a davar poshet to the Gemara, that you could be yoyt with the Arovi Sheva lulav after you'll take it out. It's very interesting. That the Mishnah Berurah passes like that, la lochin sivkot m'chof aleph, that you could take out that Arovi. And the Meiri says that since it's hukta l'mitzvosa, so it's also, Samaridike Meiri, that since the Arove was hukta l'mitzvah talad minim, so you cannot use it for, you can't use it for the Arove. So what is pshat in the Gemara? So l'chayim amaridike kasha, so let us say that is pshat in the Gemara. So the Meiri says, Vafilu higbiya lahasira min halulet litoil bifnei atmo. So it seems he learned agbe, because agbe means something else. First was agbe l'shem mitzvahs lulet. And then later, vahoda agbe, he lifted out the yarove. He lifted out the yarove to be mekayim mitzvahs arove. He learns l'cheichat if him shat agbe, vahoda agbe. Sherei muktzis l'mitzvosom. So we see a very interesting halacha that the din of huktzalim mitzvosa is also an oisel to be mekayim another mitzvah. That means not that we can learn huktzalim mitzvosa, so one is not permitted to derive a benefit from it. But mitzvah lad lehonis nitnu, one would think that one is permissible to derive benefits. And the oisel taka brings down from a chibus chsam sefer that the person didn't have an esrig, and there was an esrig hanging from his sukkah, that was makted l'noi sukkah, so the Chassam Sofer said he could take it for mitzvahs netilas esrig. Al kaponim from the Meiri, we see nitazoi. As we mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin like the Meiri, the Mishnah Berurah says l'aloche, it is permissible to take the arovi shebelulev, take it out of the agad, and use it for mitzvahs arovi. Zogt die Gemara weiter, V'kamo shiure. You said before that a rove tzrich a shir. What is the shir? Omar Rav Nachman gimel badei alin lachen. So what does he rashi? V'kamo shiure da amoran la'elm tzrich a shir, shloisha badei, shiyesh b'chol echod alin lachen. So there's three badim, and each one has alin lachem. That's Rav Nachman. The Emerson, the Ritva asks here Akasha, which is, where do we find such a number of gimel? We're speaking about the arove, netilas arove, so where do we find an Indian of Gimel Badim? That's the Ritva's Kasha. Ritva says that never was such a harmony that you need three Badim. Ritva says that, Rav Gimel Arovis, Ominolon, Ela Perish Gimel Kanim Ba'alim Shalahem. That you need three rows of leaves. In one bad, but not that you need three bad. That is what the Ritva says. Rashi says, Klonitazoi. And the Ran says, Asvore, what's the Indian take of three badim? So the Ran wants to say a very interesting mahalach. He wants to say that since Lalocha be paskin, that Lulev ain't Tzorich Agat, Deine time with Rav Nachman, the kiven the kaimel on the lulav ein tzorich agat, ka'omim sha'odam noitel arove bifnei atzma lotzis bo mi mitzvus arove she'im halulav. Sometimes, since Allah we pass mikad in lulav ein tzorich agat, and it seems she's going according to the Bahag Shita,
That little bit of agad means that you could take one mean after the other. You don't have to take all the mean in bebasachas. So a person ki be mekayim mitzvahs arove shebelulav, will take the lulav, will take the esrig, and will take the das, and will take aroves. The person can be taking aroves alone, and it's not nikir bechlal that he's wants to be mekayim mitzvahs arove. It could be mekayim mitzvahs lulav. So memeila umishum the if the go tanoi ba arovis is a machlokes, how many arovis does a lulav need? Vikamanda yoma arova achas, vikamanda yoma shtei arovis. Boy Rav Nachman gimel badim kadeshi and nikel shalashem mitzvahs arova noitaloiso loilashem mitzvahs arova shabalulav. That's what the Ran wants to say. So the number gimel is to show that he's not taking it l'shem mitzvahs lulav, he's taking it l'shem mitzvahs arov. V'rav sheishis omar afilu ola echod ubad echod. Ola echod ubad echod. So the Gemara here, the Avamina, that means one leaf and one stem. Frek the Gemara, ola echod ubad echod sal kedai toch. Ela ema afilu olo echod bibad echod. Let us see Rashi. Olo echod ubad echod sal kedaitach. Olo mashme beloi bat, ubad beloi olo, so you have a stem and a leaf. So the Gemara's kasha was, umay lekiche bo ole beloi bat. So that's not called a lekiche, ole minka. It's not nikah the lekiche. Ola echod bibad echod. Bad echod, uboi ola echod vidaye. So it's a bad echod with an ola echod. Bechi amrina lael gimel tfochim. So Rashi says that what we heard before, that the shir is gimel tfochim. The gabi lulev hud amrina shetei arove arucha shloi shetfochim. אבל הרובה שהיא מקיפים בו בפני עצמו, כל דהוסגי. והשתה נוהגו להובי מורבייס הנופים הרוחים ביופים שמינקרי מצווה בעין יופים. Now, number one, we see from Rashi, that Rashi understood this Gemara, that there is no shear in the length of the arove. The Ran says klonit azoi. Ran in Shulchan Aruch says klonit azoi. It says that you need three tvochim. All the halachas of arove shebelulav you need. No, they were just machadish, the amount of leaves, ola echod bebad echod. Here, one leaf is sufficient. But yizichan yirashir gimel tvochim. So Samus Meira, why the Ran didn't bring down Rashi, why the Beishais of Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down Rashi. But Rashi here learned Klo that it doesn't have a shear in the Eirech. And it's a little mashma like that, because the Gemara was speaking about Vekamo Shiure. What is the shear? So talking about the shear of a needs a shear, and what is the shear, and then somehow the Gemara doesn't mention the shear. The Gemara speaks about, the Gemara doesn't mention the shear. So it would seem that there's no shear. The shear is only how many leaves you need. But that's the only shear. There's no other shear. A kaponim, Rashi learns like that. It seems Rashi learns like that. Now let us say here a few ha'oris. The Gemara era havamina, ola echod ubad echod sal kedaitach. So, ola mashme beloy bad. Ubad beloy ola. That was the havamin. You have to take in one leaf and one bad. So, what was the kashe? Umay lekiche ba'ola beloy bad holoy minka. So, the kashe was on the leaf. A leaf of an arove, it's not minka de lekiche. That means even though for all practical purposes, if you want, you could hold the leaf by the end of the leaf and you can, it could be minka lekichosof, somehow, that's not the way you hold it, or you put it in your hand, and if you put it in your hand, it's not nika the lekich. So now the Gemara says, so it can't be a leaf alone. So it's a bad with a leaf. Now a bad with a leaf, and Rashi says the shir is kol dehu. Now, kolduhu l'chayre does not make sense. I mean, if we ask the kasha by a leaf, that the leaf, it can't mean that you're taking a leaf alone because it's like minke l'kiche, it's not nike. So if you have the leaf with a mashu of the bad attached to it, so how did it become nike? How did it become nika? What's the difference to us if the leaf is attached to the bottom? It's not attached to the bottom. You can take a mashu of a bad and you have a leaf to it, so it's right in it, nika. Unless Rashi means that the bad has to be at least a tefach to stick out of his hand, just like by a shofar, there's such a shear of a tefach that it should be able to see he's blowing a shofar. So maybe you have to have, it should be minka de lekiche, so you have to have that the bad should be a tefach. That means a leaf zikha is not a tefach, so felt minka. So therefore you need, maybe that's what Rashi means, koldo is lavdavke lecheire, or else if it's a koldo, so how, what is the difference if the leaf is attached to the bad, if it's not attached to the bad? Now Rashi continues further, vahashte noagu, Lahavi mulboyeis anofim, aruchim biyofim, sheminkera mitzveh ba'ayin yofim. Now, Dachsachmeir Rashi is telling us two inyonim. That the minig is, that means some ikeradin, we have here two kulas in our Gemara. Kula number one, there is no shear of the oirech of the bad, or kaponim, or maybe it could be a tefach, if mkenim anachnu. And number two, the amount of leaves, there's also no shear. One leaf is sufficient. One leaf on a bad is sufficient. So now, Dachsamir Rashi is saying, v'hashte nogu lahovi mulboyeis anofim aruchim. Number one, Rashi is saying that they should be long anofim. V'yofim. And number two, they should be, that's me, yofim means that the anofim, yofim, they should be full with leaves. That's me what Rashi is saying. The minig is that we have long anofim, that means we have, it's long, and v'yofim, and they're full of leaves. And that Rashi is saying, but Rashi is saying two inyonim in the minik, they're long and they're with leaves. And Rashi says, the reason for long, sheminkir a mitzvah. That it's nikir the mitzvah, you have a long thus. And the reason of yofim is ba'ayin yofe. Ba'ayin yofe. That's achsme pshat in Rashi. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch brings down that halacha we bring down bechlal that has to be that the Ramah in Tarsan Samach Dalid Siv Dalid says that he also halacha you need some say three tefachim, that's no shaila. But he says, but it's mechua radovo that you should have ola echad bebad echad. Al kain nogu lasais eishanais yofais mishum zekeli van veil. So the Ramah says that we take eishanais yofais mishum zekeli van veil, and the goin says v'chein kos of Rashi, but he brings Rashi also. Now, l'chayre, Rashi does not say zekeli van veyu. It's very interesting. Someone asked me why not, but Rashi doesn't say zekeli van veyu. Rashi says, hashda nogul hovim ubois anofim aruchim v'yofim, sheminkere mitzveh v'ayin yofe. Why didn't Rashi say zekeli van veyu? I mean, that's without what the goyim says, the kenkos of Rashi, I think he means on the noagu. The Ramah says noagu, So Rashi says that Nogu, but the reason Rashi seems to say, it's another reason. It could be that, Imkeinim Anachnu, that Rashi is saying Rashi seems to be saying another reason, Minkir Mitzvah. It could be that Rashi is telling us that the minig is you take a long arove. Now, it could be a long arove doesn't have to say keli van veil. So that's why Rashi had to say the reason of minker and mitzvah. Because according to Rashi, there seems there's two protim over here. There's one, meikra din koldu sagi, but the minig is to take anofim arukim. So could be, to make it longer than it has to be, could be that doesn't go into the gather of Zekeli van Veil. That's what Rashi would say, minkere mitzvah. Now, if this is true or not true, I'd like to just be ma'orer, there's a Magen Avraham, in Simen Tar Ayin Veis, if Kotten Gimel, there the Magen Avraham brings down, if there's a hiddur in Ner Chanukah to have long candles. So the Magen Avraham says, "B'neirosh shave k'sheim aruchim heim noim yoiser." It's nicer. That means the Magen Avraham says as follows: by Ner Chanukah, if you have shemen, so there's no hinder to put in more shemen, less shemen. It's supposed to burn a certain amount. That's it. A guten tog. There's no need to have a lot of shemen. Achoinim want to say bismaneinu that the Rishus HaRabim, the Hiluch B'nei Rishus HaRabim stretches out on the longer time, so there's a bigger pisum in it. But the Magen Avraham didn't go into that shaila. So he's going, so in Shemen he says there's no difference. A lot of Shemen, a little Shemen, there's no difference. But in Neiros he says, Kshem Aruchim heim noim yoiser. It's nicer. K'moi B'nei Rishem HaKippurim V'lulid V'esrik. So it's a very interesting Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that it's noe yoiser to have a larger lulav and a larger eslik. So this we see in Magen Avraham. If the Magen Avraham means that this falls into the category of zekeli vanveyu, I don't know. He says it's nicer, but I don't know if it goes into the chiyuv of zekeli vanveyu. So it could be, if it doesn't go into the chiyuv of zekeli vanveyu, so it could be that's where Rashi had to say, a new lumdis over here, that we take aruchim mishum deminkere, that sheminkere mitzvah. Let us see Taisvis. Shloishe badei alin lachin. In our Taisvis we have shloishe badin yaitzin mekelach echot. So the past is loshen of Taisvis. Taisus seems to be saying that you have one long stem and you have three badim. That means if you look at a branch of a rove, you have long branches, and coming out of that branch, you could have small stems coming out of that long branch. And it seems that Taisus learned that that's pshat in the Gemara. Sheshloisha badim yaitzin mikelech echot. Not that you need three arovis, like Rashi had said and Daran said. Like, Taisus could be held like the Ritva. There's no, where do we find such a mitzvah of three? That's the Ritva's taina. And others want to prove that you don't need three because the Gemara Rahava mean that you should be yaitze arovish abalulat. How can you yaitze arovish abalulat? You don't have three. No chanesis, it's not right. We had another one. But, al kaponim, others want to bring that right. So therefore, Taisus is saying, shesloisha badim yoitzi mikelach echot, that you have one long branch and three small stems coming out of that, and that's pshat in the Gemara. The Maram is geir shloisha alim yoitzi mikelach echot, that each stem needs three leaves. And it would seem, according to that, l'chayre, could be you need three badim, and besides the three badim, you should make sure, not the way Rashi says that you're completely covered with leaves, you should be three leaves on each bad. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Aivu, avekoimna kamid rabeloza batzodik, I was standing in front of Blaza Bar Tzodik. Someone brought him a rove. Shokel, he took it. Chovet, leiborich. He took it, and he chovet is a machlekes rishonim. If he chovet alakarke,
Or Rashi says, Loshen Ninua, he made Ninua with it. Leiborich, Kosovo, Minig, Neviyimu. He holds it to Minig, Neviyim. That's it. This Maisa, the Loshna Gemara reminds me of a Maisa I once heard. This is true pshat in the Gemara, Veisich Netaba, could be. I once heard that there was once a Rebbe that came to visit the Briskerov, Zechayna Levroche, and it was Chanukah time, and it was right before the Shkia, and came the Shkia, the Briskerov was Madlik Neiris by the Shkia, so the Briskerov says, Anshulbik, he went to the Menoire, Baruch Ato Hashem, Eshekichonim, Mitzvois, Eshon, Ladak Neir, Shalchanik, he was Madlik Neir, he went back. So this Rebbe told him, he said, my whole life I saw different hadlokas near Chanukah, but such a hadlokas near Chanukah I never saw in my whole life. Like you just went over, he said, the broche, and back, you're back to, he didn't see such a hadlokah in his life. It seems that, I mean, when we speak about, Shana Rabbe, Chibot Arove, Shana Munim, Keil Mevaser, it's a big fanem, the Chibot Arove, it seems by Rabbi Lozaba and Tzadik, I see a Gavra Rove Kamei, they brought him a Rove, Chovet, Vulay Birich, Vaitik Gangalanen. That's how it seems that Pshat in the Maise. Aive Vechiskiye, Bnei Bratei Derav, Aisu Arove Lekami Derav, Aive Vechiskiye, it's a different Aive. The first Aive was Rav's father, and he brought it for Rabbi Lozaba and Tzadik. This Aive is an Enikel of Rav. B'nei b'ratei d'rav, the enik l'chav rav, aysu arova l'kami d'rav, they brought an arova for rav, chovet, leibot. Kosovar minig nevimu. Now, since we brought about this maisa with Aivu, so we bring a few other maises with Aivu, that it was ka'im l'kami d'rabaloza b'rav tzodik. Omar Aivu ava ka'im l'kami d'rabaloza b'rav tzodik, osa l'kami ohugav. A person came to him. Omalei kiryosa isli. I had cities, kvorim. These kvorim had fields on them. People worked in them. Kamaya isli. I have kromim. Zeisaya isli. I have zeisim. Va'osu b'nei kiryosa. And the b'nei kiryosa, the people who live on these kvorim, which belong to me, Umekashkishin bekalmaye, so they are oider the kromim, v'oichlim bezeisay, and they eat the zeisim. It seems they eat the zeisim as a piroin for their services to be oider the kromim. So he asked Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, orich oilei orich. Is this good or is it not good? Is it a double hoigin or not? Omalei loy orich. It's no good. It's not hogan. It's not right. Avikoshovik loy vozel. So as soon as he said it's not right, he left him. Oma kadoy havesi dairi ba'ara hado memshnin. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik said, I lived in this vicinity 40 years. V'loy chamesi bar inish mahalech ba'olchan desaknan kedei. I never saw a person that goes in a derech mesukin like this person. Chodah va'osi, he came back. V'omalei mai me'evet, what should I do? Omalei afkir zeisaye lachshuchaye. The zeisim you should not let the workers take, give the shemaka the zeisim for the oramalite, the same and the same pritaye lekishkushe kromim, and you'll give prutes to those who are oider the kromim. That's what he told them. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, there's one pshat I saw in the Gemara. Brought from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the Meiris HaGdolim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, why was he in the spoil from this Yid? He said, I mean, that was a statement. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik said he never saw such a person.
He said it was a mirdike godless. That means he heard that he was doing something wrong. Before what to do, he has to make sure that the wrong should stop. So he didn't have time to ask him what could he do. But this is wrong. So he ran right away back to whatever is being done. He told them, put everything in a standstill. What should we do? That we'll find later. But to wait till you'll tell me what I should do, so that means these 3 seconds or these 3 minutes, they'll still be continuing doing wrong things. I can't afford this. So therefore he left them in the middle, and says that someone might think that he left them, he told them it's loyorich, so he got insulted. He told me such a psak. He said, no, that mentions a meredike mensch. I told him it's loyorich, so he ran to stop whatever's being done. That has to be put to a standstill. Then what we can do, that we'll see later. But the while we have to stop this. That's how Rabbi Shlomo Salantilin shot in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Aivu avua derav. Chovit chovit, loshen niyanua. Again, this is Rashi Shite. We had before also that the mitzvah chavote is the nanua, like aladruches, lemaila lemato. Minig nevihi begvulin v'lo yisoid nevihim, hilkach eino tzricha brocha. So therefore it doesn't need a brocha. Kriyosa isli kforim v'yoshveim. Omekashkeshin bekarmaya, oidrin asakromim beshvias. Vaochli zeisaya, bischar chafira sakromim. Veinon mafkirin laaniyim. Now, this lotion is very schwer, because the Einon is Bechlau Shver, I mean, Lechere, it was his Esim, so he wasn't Mafkir, the Ein, they know Mafkir and Laniyim. Later we'll see, then it's Bechlau a big problem, so it's Meshumer, Mamishim Sashrek Lechazach. This is very unclear, we'll come back to this soon. Orich, Oiloy Orich. Toiv Lasis Kain, Oiloy Orich. Loshen Dover Hogun. Eloy. Kain, Oiloy. Orich, Loshen Dover Hogun, Obe Ezra Yesh Loy Doime, Be Elvis Malka Loy Orich, Lono Lemerse. That's not Hogun. Omaloy Loy Orich, Lefisha Ata, Poireya, Ulosom, Mipereshvies. You are paying them Mipereshvies, Vatoira Omro Lo Ochlo, Veloy Leschoira. So you're permitted to eat the peiris, not to do schayr with the peiris. Abol kishko shmuto kidu lakamo. Now here we see from Rashi, so Bemisud the Rishash asks this kasha. Here we see from Rashi was a different parsha. It wasn't a parsha that means l'chayr was his peiris. And there's an issue, the peiris have to be eaten, you shouldn't use these peiris for a piroi. So it wasn't a psashayla of... wasn't a shaila of Einem Afkiren Laniyim. It seems it was a different shaila, that the peiris you could use for achila, not for paying up chayvis. So the before it seems it was something else, Einem Afkiren Laniyim. Yeah. And the Orchaner wants to say that the Emerson in Masech the Shvius is brought down that one is not permitted to take Peirish Shvius to use it as a piroin. I mean, if I pick Peirish Shvius, I'm not to pay up chayvus with it. But it says, "Avol nois number matone." I'm allowed to give someone a matone, these Peirish Shvius, even though by giving him the matone, I know he won't want from me the piroin. That means if it is given, not l'shem peroin, elo l'shem matone, so he's getting a matone, he won money, he's getting whatever he should have been gotten paid for, he's getting paid for, but it's not l'shem peroin, it's l'shem matone, and he won money from me, so that's a davar mutter. The Mishnah says it's mutter. So Choner wants to say that Be'emerson, there wasn't a shayla of Isavata. He said he never said he's giving them l'shem peroim. They were taking, and he was giving, and it could very well be it's l'shem matone. The kasha wasn't, is it mutter or is it osser? The kasha was orich or lav orich. Orich, is it hoigin? Is it? Was it goran edel a shaila? It wasn't a shaila visa beheter, he wants to say. It was a shaila. Maybe there's a marasayindik a shaila. People will realize that I'm giving l'shem matone. That's what all Choner wants to say. Was gora a very edel a shaila. Omar Rabbi Loza bat Tzodik, kadoy haveisi doyer kva obru mem shonesh nidor boretz hazois, lechameisi bar inish, reishi ben odom, de mahalach beucha de saknon kedein, she mahalach bederech yosher ka odom ze. See, told them, afkir ze saye lach shuchaye laniyim. Here would seem taka that the first Rashi, that he wasn't mafkir de zeisim, And then you should pay them with your own money. The Gemara asks, is Kishkus Mutter, Vosanya, we learned in a Baraisa, Bashvis, Tishmeteno Natashto, Tishmeteno, Milakashkeish, Unatashto, Milasako, one is not permitted to take the stones out of the carcass. So you see, Kishkush is also. Omar, Rav Ukve, Barchome, Trey Kishkushi have. There are two types of Kishkush. Chad Stumi Pili. One is if there are cracks in the earth, and because of the cracks, the Sharoshim will dry up, so you're covering the cracks. V'chad avruyi iloni. And the other is, we'll see to Lushenus and Rashi, that you're, abakaponim, you're doing a pu'ule. So in the first case, it is negeye the kiyum he'ilon. That means if the roots are uncovered, so the ilon is going to dry up, so the ilon is going to die. So this pe'ule is not to be mishabeach the ilon. It's just only to ensure that the ilon should continue existing. So that is mutter b'shviyas. Stumei pili is mutter and shviyas. V'chad avruy iloni, this is another pe'ule, which the purpose is to be mashbiach the ilon. That's also b'shviyas. Avruy iloni, also stumei pili, shori. Let us see Rashi. Umishori kishkosh b'shviyis melusaka l'ashlech abonim l'chutz stumi pili shashroshim megulim. If the shroshim are uncovered v'tzoich l'chasoyisam shalo yiva she'ilon v'kumi ilonayu. So this is just to ensure the existence of the ilon shalo yomus v'in oysa l'ashbichon. He's not being mashbich the ilon elo l'kaimon. So, shori, this is permissible. Pili b'koyim, v'chad avri iloni, k'mo yiboro oisam b'chaboisam, linkoi v'ofo shal ashroshim. He loosens up the earth, lazizei sheirach v'tichuach, v'ilo mashbiach, kach shemati. So, you're loosening up the earth, v'shachile l'havri ese ilon lashbiche. Ochlaner asks a very pertinent question. He told them that he's mekashkesh b'kamaye. L'chayre, he didn't tell them what the purpose was. And he just told them, kishkesh is mutter, and l'chayre, there's two types of kishkesh. That's tochanel's kashe. Unless we'll say the Gemara's mekatsa, he explained to him what the purpose of the kishkesh was, but the Gemara doesn't go into it. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Aivoi Mishum Rabbeloza Batzodik. O Yahalech Odom Ba'arvei Shabboseis Yoiser Migimel Parsois. The person Shinako Erev Shabbos Boyer Shvi Parsois, which is a hillock of 72 minutes. Omar Rab Kahane, we'll see soon why, Loyamoran Elo Lebeisei. That's Tavke, if he's going back home, so if it's a distance of more than in three parsois, it is also. Havolushpize, but if he's going to a hotel, to an inn, amay denokit somech, then he relies on what he has with him. Memel then will be permissible. Because the Amri Omer Avkaan Le Nitzra El Afilu Le Beise, not only Le Beise, Afilu Le Beise is also and Kolshken Le Shpize. Omer Avkaan B'Didi Ava Uvde Vafil Lekase Dar Sane Le Ashkechi. I came home, I came, I didn't even fight. Kase Dar Sane, let us see Rashi. Le Yahalech Ela Yish Beis Loi B'Oidem Godel. He should not travel so much. He should rest me by Yom Godel. V'yochin loy su de Shabbos. He should then prepare su de Shabbos. Ela lebeise, shahilach lebeise, v'heim einem yoidim shayovi hayayim. V'ein mechinem letzolchoi, v'hu koyis aleyem. And he'll be koyis on them. So memeleim. So better you shouldn't. So you shouldn't go more than give a paisoy. That means he's more insured of food the paisoy than in the shpiza. Af a pikin lo yahalech, a kolshkon lo shpiza, shlo yimotze klum, he won't find anything there. Kase da halsene, su de moetes, dogim ktanim, mitugonim, bekemach, beshumen shalom. That's a minimum of a su de Shabbos, and he didn't have to eat him. Now the Ochaner is moire, the very, he has two ores. That's the one he brings from the Bach. Bach says, "Lo yahalech od ayahalech odam ba'arve shabbos es jesus megimel pasoyis." Is yahalech? He shouldn't walk. But if he's going in a carriage, so it can go more than gimel pasoyis. Number one. Number two, the whole gemara is very modern. I mean, al yahalech odam ba'arve shabbos es jesus megimel pasoyis. I mean, it matters when he starts going out. The Gemara doesn't say when he's going to go out. He's going out in the morning, he's going out in the afternoon, and when he's going to go out, the Gemara should have explained, there's a time element also involved. And it's where there's a difference if it's winter or summer. I mean, the Gemara says that it's, oh, yahalach odam gimel pasois. So he wants to say, according to Rashi, that the Emerson, the whole Isser is al yahalach. What is of al yahalach? Versteht sich, that the Gemara doesn't have to talk about it. Versteht sich that he has to arrive in time before Shabbos. I mean, the Gemara doesn't go into that. That's poshut. The shaila is if he walked for 72 minutes. No, that's a parsa. So gimel parsa is the erzim. He was walking already more than 3.5 hours. So he's in a state of exhaustion. So Mamela, then he can't prepare for himself. Rashi says, Lo yahalech, ala yishbeis loy ba'oid yoim godu, v'yochin loy su de Shabbos. He shouldn't be mahalech, and he should be able to prepare su de Shabbos. So if he is able to prepare su de Shabbos, there's no problem. But if he'll be in the state, so the Issa was, he should not, forget we're speaking about the physical exertion involved in walking more than 3 parsois, so then he's out of commission. So that was the Issel. By Steitzer that he shouldn't come late or thus, I mean that was understood. He's telling us that physical exertion is also because then he can't participate in the preparation of the Suda Shabbos. Mitzvah Lulav Keitzad, Toni Tane Kami Rav Nachman, Sudrin al gaka itzdebe. That they were masada. We had before in the Mishnah that erev Shabbos they were masada the lulavim al gav itzdebe. They put them. They were masada the lulavim on the top of the benches. So there was someone that said over barais kamid Rav Nachman sudrin al gaka itzdebe. They were masada it on the roof. There was a roof that covered the benches. The male, they put it on the roof. Omalei, so he told them, v'chile yavshanu tzorech. What
that this is impractical. We're speaking in Eretz Yisrael, you have the sun basking on them, so you're going to stick them on the roof that they should dry out. The Rashi says, "Bere hayovish posu." Ella eimo al gava itztebe. No, not al gaga itztebe, al gava itztebe. Oma rechove, oma Rabbi Yehuda, ha rabayis, stov kofel hoyo, stov lifnim mistov. So Rashi says, stov kofel, it's tabois matifeis oisoi. That means the outer rim of ha rabayis, there were benches which completely surrounded it. It's tabois acheyim. Then there were other benches, hekef lifnim me hekef. There were rows, stov lifnim mistov, that there were rows of benches. An outer one and an inner one. V'chile yavshanu tzorech, so toisves teime, she'oisei tane, nischalfe she'itosei, this tane, mamash, he was, mamash meredig, was nischalfe she'itosei, dohoche davalei lemisnei algav, here you should say algav, abatoni algav, here he said algav. Peper kama de psochim, gabishtei chale sholtoide, there it says they put out shtei chalei shel toide, the havalei that v'chil yavshen utzor teima. So Taisus says she'oisei tana nischalfe shitosei. His mamashi changed the sheet. The hochad havalei lemisnei al gav. Here he should have said al gav avetoni al gav. Per kama de psochim gabi shtei chalei shel toide the havalei lemisnei al gav. There it should have said al gag. There they put the shteichalish al toida on the roof of the itzabev because they wanted to be mafalsim the heter achila the heter ano. Havitoni al gag. So there he said al gag. But mamish punk fakert. He always said the wrong thing. Mamish absabod nazar. The yeshloima. So Taisha says the oisei yatano yeshayne shneim b'shove al gag yeshneim al gag. He had one mistake. He learned that both Mishnayos, the Mishnah in Psochim and the Mishnah which is speaking about Chalish Toide and our Mishnah, there's the same Gilsa. V'shegiel el Rav Yehuda Berishin, v'amoloi shetoch, he told him, you made a mistake, or you saw the Shkeni Yeshli, it's gone ba'acher, so he thought, oh, so that's a mistake. He was under the impression both are the same, and when he told him, made a mistake by one, so he thought, oh, the mistake is that there has to be the other way by both. So therefore he told them, when he came to the other one, he also told me also making a mistake. Yeah. Look the Mishnah weiter. Mitzvahs arove keitzat, mokim hoyo lamatam Yerushalayim, v'nikro moitzo. There was a place underneath Yerushalayim that was called moitzo. Rashi says, Nikra Moitza, Bigmore, Meforish Timer, what the reason of this name was. Yerdim Lashon, Amalakdim Yisham, Mulbiyoy Shalarov. Uboim Bezoikven Oisam Betside Amizbeach. Beroshein Kfufim Algabi Amizbeach. And they were very long Arovis. And they were bent over the Mizbeach. Toku Vohariyu Vetoku. And the Shana Rabbe, they were marking the Mizbeach seven times. The Basel, we should skip this over. So we'll skip it over. Kemaseyu b'chol, kach maseyu b'shabbos. Elo she'im elakten oisan me'erev, minichen oisan b'gigiyoy shalzo, k'dei shalo yichmoyshe. He says, the chol and shabbos was the same, no, b'erev shabbos, she'im elakten oisan me'erev, minichen oisan b'gigiyoy shalzo, k'dei shalo yichmoyshe. B'ol chanei amuchetzech, tom, that it would seem from the Mishnah that the difference between Chol and Shabbos was Malaktim Oisai Me'erev. Shabbos, they were Malaktim Oisai Me'erev. Chol wasn't Shabbos, so they were Malakit in the morning. So yes, the Yom Tov The first day Yontif that came out B'yom Chol, how were they permitted to be Malakit B'yomtiv? It's Malachis Kaitzer. So it brings a Machloikis, the Rambam Raivit, if Kaitzer is Mutum in HaTeire, Tzoyich Eichel Nefesh, and you say Mitoich, she wants to say, according to the Rambam, it's very good. So the Rambam holds that Kaitzer is Mutum in HaTeire, so he said Mitoich, and maybe it's also Midarabonon, but Tzoyich Mitzvah, they were matter. But Tais Vishita is that the only Milisha Ve'elach is Mutter and Yontav, Tzoyich Eichel Nefesh. So this is very bitter. So what is Pshat? He wants to say maybe the Mishnah means the Mishnah does not mean the Iker Malakta Noisim Erev. It means that they brought it also. It's Misl Chosel that they brought it, that they were Malakit and they brought it. And in Yontav they were Malakit and they didn't bring it. Malakta Noisim Nichnoisim Begigi Yeshal Zov, that means in the Beis Hamikdash. And Bechil, they didn't have to bring it by Gigi Yeshel Zov. They could have been malaking it and keep it other places, because they could bring it on Yontif. Kedei Shelo Yichmoishu. Tab Yechanim Ben Breika Oimer, Charoi Yishal Dekol Hoye Mevim, Bechoyften Oison Bekalke, Betzidi Amizbeich, Vaisa Yem Nikro Chibut Charois. Beyati Noikish, Shemtim Es Lulaveim, Beoichlem Es Regeim. Mada Sirash. The Nikra Moitze, Big Morim before Shtaime, what the reason of this Shem of that Mokim. Aniva Hoy, Sarashi says, two Malchim. One Malach, Big Gematria, Ono Hashem. Yeah. So the Ono Hashem. V'oid, because we have to think, Vov Hei Vov is, the Shem is Yud, we have this Yud Kei Vov Kei, so you have an extra Aleph, that's Ono Hashem. Ba'oid, the Rashi says another pshat. Mishivim ushtayim shemeis hein. This word ani, pahoi, this is from the shivim ushtayim shemeis. Hanekuvim b'sholosh mikrois. Hasmuchim b'parshis vahi b'shalach. There are 72 shemeis, which one can learn from three psukim in parshis b'shalach. It says Vayisa, that's one pasuk. The next pasuk is Vayovay beMachne, the second pasuk. Vayet Moshe es Yodai, that's the third pasuk. So we have here three psukim, one next to the other. Ushloshton, in all these three psukim, Bnei Shivim Ushtayim Oisiyes. All of them have 72 letters. Umehem Shem Hamefayrish, And from these 72 letters and these three psukim, we make Hashem, from these three psukim, Hashem of three oisiyos. Ois rishayne shel posik rishayn, the first ois of the first posik, va'acharoino shel emtsoi, and the last ois of the middle posik, v'rishayne shel achrayn. And the first ois of the last posik. Now we have here in three psukim, 72 oisis in each posik. So we're making a combination of the, of shemis of three oisis. And we have, this is the pattern. The first ois of the first posik, the last ois of the second posik, and the first ois of the third posik. V'chein b'zeh haseide kulam. And that's the Seder of all of them. So that means, so the if you want to make another Shem, so then you go the second Ois of the first Pasuk, the second to the last Ois of the second Pasuk, and the second Ois of the third Pasuk. V'chein b'zeh Seder, kulam. Hashem Orishin, Vov Hei Vov. Vov Shel Vayisa, that's the first Vov. Hey, the Chol HaLaila, that's the last Hey in the second pasuk. Above the Vayet. V'shem HaShloishim V'sheva, and the Shem of that's the first Shem that we find from these three psukim. V'shem HaShloishim V'sheva, the 37th Shem, that means if you count 37 Oisiyas, Hu Ani, Aleph de Machareyim, V'nun rishayn de ha'onon b'cheshbin shal mafraya. That means he's going backwards in the second posik. So the 37th is going backwards is a nun. V'yud de ruach kodim. And in the third posik we have a yud. V'oysay ha'yoyim b'shvi'i. V'amakiv seven times. Gigi is kun shal zohov m'layis mayim. Chavoy shal dekhi mevim bein b'chil bein b'shabes. The Gemara Meforish time. Chavoyis anochim branches. Miyad tinoikis shoymtim es lulaveim. Hagdoilim shoymtim es lulavei haktanim miyodam b'shvi. Gdoilim used to schlep away the lulavim of the ktanim. Va'oichlim es regeim, and they ate es regeim of the ktanim. Shal tinoikis. Ve'ein bedava loy mishum gezel, ve'loy mishum darkei sholem, shekach nogu machma simche. Now the Tesis Yontem learns pshat in this Rashi. Rashi speaks about darkei sholem. It seems there's a sugya, a metzias cotton, if it's called a gezel gomo midivreyem, it's only called darkei sholem. That means the bailus of a cotton is only a drabona de kebailus. We're speaking about either it's Gezel Goma Midivrayim or Darkei Sholem. So Memele, so it seems, Shoshakach Nogu Machma Simchem. So they were Noyig Machma Simchem to schlep it away. So they were Matar these Isurim de Rabbonim. So Matar these Isurim de Rabbonim. That's how the Tesis Yontem seems to learn in Rashi. And the Eitzah brings down that the Mefoshim ask that, lo yimolei that a cotton could have an esrig na lulu min ha-toyre, if the dasach eres makne, if the yarshin dan esrig o lulu. So that's a problem. Now let us just see Rashi daf membova mit beis. Rashi daf membova mit beis, we have it's like the first third of the yomid miyati noike shantim, b'shvi koi b'mas nisim. V'yesh meforshim, the Rashi brings a second pshat, miyad tinoikis, kloima, miyad, achar siye mitzvah slulev, hatinoikis shoymtin es lulaveim, but tinoikis, miyad means right away, shoymtin es lulaveim, kloima, menichem oise, they put down the lulav, kamay shoymtoy menichem bekaren zovis, vohilchin vohichlin es regeim, they put down the lulav, they eat the esrig. Nupshat, Ve'ein nire, domrinon, so Rashi brings down a medrash, ma'ise bechosed echot, shenosan dinel l'oni. He gave a dinel l'oni, and it seems this was, he didn't have too much more than this dinner. Ve'niknitosoi ishtoi, and he couldn't stop hearing about this from his wife. Uborach, so he had to run away. Ve'loi hoye loi bemelis palnis. B'shvi shal arova holach b'shamat esroigim yad ha-tinoikis. So Ishan Rabbe, he went and chapped away esroigim from the tinoikis. Kedishnan tamon, miyad ha-tinoikis shaymtim. V'yoyis, it's a memelo, so he had a whole sack full of esroigim. V'yoyis, a chosid oiver b'svine, derech krach echot, v'hutzuchu lebeis ha-melech l'esroigim de mitzvah l'rfuit. They needed a sroigim, the mitzvah of food, the king's daughter was sick. Umochon b'yoyker godl, v'chozo l'beisek. So you see from the medrash, al medigdoilim shomtilei miyad ha-tinoikis. The pshat in the Mishnah is not that the tinoikis put it down, but the gdoilim was shomit it from the ktana. Let us see Taisvis. Zeikven oison betzidei mizbeach heinel achas sheikifu pam achas laman diyoma arove benetile. Then they made this kifu. Toku boriu v'toku mishum simcha ani v'hoi v'gematria ona Hashem v'oid mishivim u'shtayim shei mishein anekuvim b'shloishem mikrois asmuchim b'parshas v'bishalach v'yiso malach v'yovei bein machnei v'yet moishas yodem. Ushloshton b'nei shivim ushtayim oisiyos, umehem shem amefoyosh. Ois rishoyne shal posik rishin, achoyne shal amtsoi, verishin shal achen. V'chein b'seidah zekulom kach perish ha-kontrast. So Tosfos says, V'adayin tzorich tam l'ze lomo nishtanu shnei shemei salolo. V'amrine lo tfei miachini. So why dafke did he bring these, why would he mask these two shemes? That means any combination you had, you could have shemes. So why dafke ani v'hoi, why did they pick on dafke these two shemes? So Tosfos answers, the amrinen, yeah, mishum de darshine be'eche rabosi, is going on the Shechina, that the Shechina was B'Seich HaGoyla. And also B'Zikim. So the Ani V'Hu is going on, could be the Shemes also. But the masculine, this Shemes, but to be Meramez on something else. That Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that Shechinta Begalusa, and therefore we're asking Hashano, Ha'ino Hashano Sheyeshia LaAtzmoi. To perhaps understand this a little better, holding right before Shavuos, the Shlo Kodesh brings down that. A brief of Rav Shloime Alkavitz, who was zeiche with the Beis Yosef and the Gedolei Yisrael, that was zeiche, they heard the Shechina speak to them Shavuos at night. They were learning the Rapa all night. They were learning. They heard the Shechina speaking to them, and they heard from the Shechina that if you would be Mishaya, a millionth of the Tzar Shani Shruya boy, so you would never smile and never laugh, realizing that all this tzar is coming about through the avoinus of Klal Yisrael. Al Koponim, so that's what we mispalo, Aishana Rabbe, that Kabyochel, that the Kabyochel, the Shchinte Begalusa, Anibesai Chagoyle, who also Bozikim, Aishana Sheyeshia La'atzmai, that Rabbeinu Shel Olam should out the Shechina, the Golos should not continue, and they should be take us out from the Golos. Miyat Tinoikish Shoimtim Lulaveim, Lulaveya Tinoikish Shoimtim Magdele Miyodom, Boichon Asrigeim Shal Tinoikis, Vein Bedova Gezel, Vuloi Mishim Darke Shalim, Vashkach Nogo Bulmach Masimche Kach Pirish Bekuntres. Yesh lumeid mikan, loisen bachurim sharoichvim besusim likras choson, nilchomim zeim ze, bekoirin bigdoi shal chaveiroi, im mekalkoloi susoi, shehem pturim shekach nogu machmas simches choson. So, the Mephoshim explained, lochere the Tosfos Zicher did not learn like Rashi, or the way that Tosfos Yontav had learned. I mean, we said that Tosfos Yontav had said Pshat, that he was speaking about a Gezel Darabonon, either Darke Sholem, or the Gezel Koma Midivreyem. A Gezel Darabonon, they were Mater with Tzorech Simcha. He was speaking about already a Gezel Dereis over here. Tosfos is Medamedis. His halacha is brought down in Tzadik Vav and Hilchos Purim, that if someone is mekalkol, someone else is begodim or mazikim, Tzorech Simchas Purim, he doesn't have to pay. Ba'oyde Shloima, the Masnisin, is that what is the heter? It's difficult to understand the heter. What is the heter? Mishum Simcha. The Daki Moshe brings down a Pesalomdis of Moment is nitna la mechila vehefke bezden hefke. What seems it's a takone. It's a takone, he says, let's say some rishantim, so there's a takone of hefke bezden hefke, you don't have to pay for something that was done with tzorech simcha. Boid yeshloima, we can say another pshat, the masnisin loy airi klal sheyachtefu hagdoyle miyodom shal tinoikis. The Mishnah does not mean at all that they should chap from the Tinoikis. Ela miyad kloime la'alta ha-Tinoikis shoimtim lulovi atzma mitoich harov. A different pshat than Rashi says further, that the Tinoikis schlepped out the lulav Fisha lulav oruch b'seichekim boy. So they can play with the lulav. B'srigayim hoyoichlem. So memela sekim shatim gansi. Hashta niche ho de porich b'gmore l'man da oma esrig b'shvi mutter. The gmore is leila kashe. The machloik is if esrig is mutter b'shvi after they were yoitze, or is it also b'shvi? So the gmore asks, man doma esrig b'shvi mutter da hoche mashme tinoikis en gdoilem loim. Bekuntres, yeah. So according to this pshat, it's very good. I said, the Mishnah just said what the Tinoikis had done. The Tinoikis ate up their esrogim after they were mekaymets with esrog. So memela, so we see pakel, Tinoikis is not mitzvah the mitzvahs, so memela, they ate it. The gedolim didn't eat their esrogim. So by says, it's hooked to the mitzvah the whole day. So that's very good. But according to Rashi, according to Rashi, we're speaking about that the Gedolim, ate the Esrogim. So Memele, so Fakert, so you see, Punkt Fakert, that it is Mutter Yemeshvi. Bekuntres Dochak Laforish Tochi Pore, Tinoikis Davke Shloi Hukzele Mitzvah Gemurim. That means it says in the Mishnah that the Gedolim ate the Esrogim of the Ktanim, because it wasn't hooked to the mitzvah gemura. Shel tinoikis, it means. Not tinoikis, shel tinoikis. Avol shel gedoilem, hooked to the mitzvah gemura, basura kolayim. The kosher, the imkein avol ele meimel, the tinoikis ain di gedoilem loy. So the Gemara shouldn't have said tinoikis ain gedoilem loy. The Gemara should have said di tinoikis ain di gedoilem loy.